sometimes Tim, I think, thinks we call him up because we got nothing going. I got nothing. Well, we call him up because we want to soak his brain because he's just so in the know with what's going on at the state capitol.
I don't know. You tell me, TC.
Well, let's lay out Pete Hoekstra from your perspective. I tell you, Tim, of all the people that I've talked to, I'm not sure if I've met a more engaging guy, a smarter guy, a tougher guy. He's kind of feisty, but yet he still seems to be able to draw people in.
Well, this is an interesting story because in many respects it's a personal story of him deciding to get into this race for the U.S. Senate. Last March, he and his wife, Diane, who have been through a lot together, family illnesses, and stuff with the kids, and things of that nature. He was just coming off a grueling lame duck session in Congress. He was just coming off a loss in a contest that he was supposed to win for the governor of the state of Michigan. And the two of them sat down and said, you know what, we're going to turn the page and move on to a different life. Well, something happened between last March and this week, because now he's decided that that different life that he had and was really putting together rather nicely has now changed because he does want to take on maybe Debbie Stabenow if he can get the Republican nomination, and he will announce that decision that he's running shortly.
Well, can anybody beat him?
Well, of course. Anybody can beat anybody on any given day. He will be anointed by the people that do the anointing in this town as the automatic front runner. He obviously brings name ID. He ran a pretty good campaign for governor, had some problems raising money. He had some problems with Michigan Right to Life, which I think may come back to haunt him in this race. But he'll give it a good shot.
Well, he's from that Bible Belt area over in Grand Rapids. Talk about the Right to Life issue.
Well, he had some problems with Right to Life because he was rather upset that the Right to Life endorsed Mike Cox in the race for governor, and he said so publicly. In fact, he took on Barb Listing, who runs Michigan Right to Life, on our TV show, and it was some great sound bites, but it didn't do much to cement their relationship, let's say. As he basically said that she owed the Republican Party an apology for what she did, which is pretty strong stuff. But he was feeling that they had gotten this thing wrong. Does it cost him the nomination? Maybe not, but does it cost him the some votes? Probably so.
Are health issues a concern?
For him, no. No, I don't think so. He had a little bout during the race for governor, went to the doctor, and everything was fine there.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the school reform or the teacher tenure bills that were signed by the governor. What's your perspective on this, especially on feedback?
Well, the unions, the teacher unions, are not happy because they are all about seniority. As you know, the union movement is based on that. But the governor would say, you know what, we need to reinvent what this is. That's one of his favorite words. And we might need to base teacher tenure on performance of the kids on test scores. And, of course, the teachers argue back, wow, you know, it's improvement, not the final test score. So if you've got a kid who's not doing too well but shows some improvement on the test scores, then the teacher gets a feather in his or her cap. If not, you get enough negative points and you don't get tenure. So it'll be very controversial. He signed the stuff yesterday, and they go forward from there.
You can catch Scoop's blog at the Oakland Press. You write, if you took a DNA sample from every political journalist in the state, it's a good bet that sensitivity to another person's feeling would not be a dominant gene. That's a shot.
Well, it's also the truth, and not in all cases, but, you know, in order to be in this business, you have to have sort of a tough hide, and as I suggested in that lead, that if all the journalists in the world were as sympathetic as we want them to be, they'd all be social workers.
And what do you got on for Channel 6?
We're doing a story tonight on how Governor Rick Steiner has some serious political problems with conservative members of the Senate Republican Caucus. They want to deal with some issues that he doesn't want to deal with, and it is problematic for the new governor.
Well, how about on the show this weekend?
We have Clark Durant, who is another Republican who is maybe running for the U.S. Senate. Maybe he'll announce on our show.
All right. Thanks so much, Tim.
Tony, go get him, man.